Of course, Romans 15:4 still reminds us that the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning. And so that's why we can look back at even Genesis 1 and still learn and grow much in our faith from the things that God recorded for us. I think there's an interesting pattern in Psalm 19 that it's the same kind of as we were talking about with Israel and Moses going back and writing even Genesis 1. I'll have to leave that to your time to read, but Psalm 19, about verse 1 through 7, you have the Word of God. Or excuse me, you have the creation of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth His handiwork. These things that proclaim and scream, there is a God, and there is a Creator. Just as God said, I am the Creator. I am the one that formed all of these things and made you, the very one that allows our existence today. But what did He do? He goes back there and He says, that's why you can have confidence in Me. Now follow Me, because I'm going to reveal My will to you. And here, even in the following verses, in verse 7 through verse 13, the psalmist turns and he begins talking about the Word of God that will guide, that will direct, that will give us instruction as we go through our lives, because the law of the Lord is perfect. It's guiding and it's directing us. It's what Moses was wanting for the people of Israel. Here's your God that created all of these things. Follow Him. The psalmist is saying, here's the evidence of God that created all of these things. And here's His wonderful Word that He's now revealed unto you. And so what's His exhortation? Follow Him. And so we'll conclude in verse 14 of Psalm 19. The psalmist considers all of these things, the creation that God has made, the Word that He's revealed unto us. And he says in verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to walk with Him. That's the same we want to encourage ourselves tonight. We can look and we can see the evidence of a Creator. We can go back and we can find the record of Him bringing these things into existence, beginning there in Genesis chapter 1. He created all of these things, and He reveals Himself to us that we might follow after Him. He's still calling us to follow Him. Do we have the same attitude of the psalmist? It says, let the meditation, or the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight. I want to please God. I want to walk according to His way. I want to know His will and follow it. That invitation is repeated throughout the pages of the New Testament. As Jesus wraps up the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, are you going to follow God and obey His will and be a wise man? Or are you going to reject it and be foolish? Are you going to recognize the Jesus that was crucified, in Acts chapter 2, verse 36 there, that was crucified? God hath made both Lord and Christ, and He is the one that I should now follow. We're going to recognize 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, that God has given us all things that we need. That would be 2 Peter 1, 3, for life and godliness. But there, His revealed Word that He's breathed out is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We have indeed that which we need. And the exhortation is, will you follow it? The invitation before us tonight is, do you know God? Do you know the one that created all things? And are you following Him? Perhaps there's one who wants to know more about God. I'm struggling with my faith. I want to know why I can trust in the existence of God. I want to know more about why I can trust that the Bible is God's Word and I should follow it. I'd love the opportunity to sit down and study with you. Maybe there's one who says, I know there's a God, and I know that we should be guided and directed by the Bible, but I want to know more about what does that mean for me? How do I apply it in my life? Again, we'd love to study and see what has God revealed unto us. Not our thoughts and ideas, but what does God's Word say? Maybe there's one who says, I know, but for one reason or another, I've been putting it off in my life. But I don't want to delay any longer. I want to follow him. Maybe one who says, well, I started one time. I followed him for a while. But the things of this life and the world around me caused me to fall away. And I need to be reminded of the one who created all things and the one before whom one day I'm going to stand in judgment. And so I want to please him. I want to follow the God who is the creator. You can make that decision to come back, come home, even tonight, know that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. You see, that God still invites us to follow after him, to obey his will. And so maybe you fall in one of those categories and want to know more about following him and obeying his will even this night. Or maybe there's some need that you want this family to surround you with even this evening as we will lift you up in prayer before the Father's throne. If there's some need that we could help you with, wouldn't you let it be known as together we stand as we sing.